chose the one I thought would bring the greatest happiness, and as it turned out, an unknown became known and I broke my hip. So the point is, in all three examples, the individual could have avoided the accident by staying out of the path of any reckless driver, but he chose to take the risk because of the possible reward that would come. Now, if prayer can change the reality of the broken hip, then one no longer needs to be concerned about the consequences of his acts in advance, because he can always alter them between the act and the consequence. And that is not consistent with what I know about reality and the laws of nature, and therefore I cannot afford to base my decisions on such an attitude that once having acted, I can change the consequences by the proper amount of prayer. If I find myself stranded in the ocean in a lifeboat, it was my acts that brought about this consequence, and the specific nature of the consequence that is now going to come due is going to depend upon the fixed nature of the reality that is there affecting me. That reality is already established. The size of the waves, the durability of the lifeboat, the distance to land, the amount of food available, all of these things are fixed. They are there. At this point in time, they are irreversible because they have already taken place. And that is what I have to work with as the fixed nature of things at this moment. What I do with those facts will then be up to me. But I cannot wish them away or pray them away without completely altering the nature of the universe itself. So then, let's look at the second possibility, that prayer can be used as a technique to act within the framework of reality, and that the individual by praying is not attempting to change reality in any way. Well, let me first of all make a transition by taking the borderline case where prayer is considered to be an addition to a respect for reality, meaning that you recognize reality for what it is, you deal with it for what it is, but as a little added insurance, you pray. But what for? Reality is unchanging, and to whatever extent I introduce prayer into the picture, it must be with the hope of changing the reality, or at least with the hope that I will find out in the future that my view of reality was in error and that the circumstances were not as bad as I thought at the time. But of course, if that turns out, it will not have been because of the prayer. It will be because the fixed nature that was there all the time was just not seen clearly by me at the outset. If my hip breaks faster than the doctor diagnosed it, it is not because reality has changed, but only because the doctor did not perceive the nature of the break and so forth in a way that he could predict it with unfailing accuracy. But the point is that to whatever extent I introduce prayer into the picture, I am automatically reducing my dependence upon or respect for reality, to whatever extent I expect prayer to have any effect whatsoever. So then let's investigate prayer as being completely within the framework of reality. That is, a part of reality. A tree is real, and it has its own fixed nature. But a man can chop it down if he wants to, if he has the right tools and the right amount of strength. He does it in accordance with methods that are realistic. Well, maybe prayer, then, is one of the realistic methods that is in harmony with reality and the laws of nature, that it is simply a technique of utilizing reality to make it work for you, but not changing its fixed nature in any way, in the same way that a man uses an axe to chop down a tree. For example, medical science takes the world as it is and then applies realistic methods to hasten the healing process. What is to say that prayer is not the same sort of a system and that it is simply working within the framework of the laws of nature, that it is a part of the laws of nature itself? Well, the only answer is the same one that we have had to apply over and over and over again to such questions. What is the most profitable alternative for me in terms of using my limited resources? What works better for me, medical science or prayer? And a full discussion of these two alternatives in this light would probably take several courses the length of this one, so I won't attempt to explore every possibility. Instead, I will simply tell you what I have found in my own experience as perhaps a guide to what is relevant to look for in your own. I have never seen an example of prayer that is controllable, meaning that it is capable of being enacted on a true cause and effect basis. I have seen apparent successful results with prayer, but I have never seen anyone who could make such results happen at will. I have seen, as well as heard of, successful experiments in the power of the mind to make things happen. Scientists at Duke University have explored the subject